弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
还是需要请弟兄姐妹多多为我祷告。
I ask brothers and sisters to continue to pray for me.
大家听得出来，我感冒了。
As everyone can hear, I have a little cold.
但愿主他的膀臂托住为他说话的人。
May the Lord's arm be upon him who's speaking for him.
每一次在波饼祷告聚会的时候，
Every time when we have the breaking of the bread,
我很感动的一句话，
A phrase that truly touches my heart.
当主耶稣他要钉十字架之前，他与门徒们在一起的那个晚上。
It was when the Lord Jesus, on the night he was, before he went on the cross, when he was still with his disciples.
他拿起杯来，他说要门徒们要常常如此行。
He took up the cup and he said for the disciples to always do this.
为的是纪念他。
In remembrance of him.
只等到他来。
Until he comes again.
我最感动的就是这句话。
This phrase was the phrase that touched me the most.
因为主马上那时候他就要离开了。
Because at that time our Lord Jesus knew he was about to leave.
他知道我们每一个人的光景。
He knows each one of us.
他离开了，所有的好像依靠外面的依靠都没了。
It seemed as if when he left that we had nothing to hope in.
但是他在那个晚上，他应许属于他的人。
But on that night, he promised those who belonged to him.
他说要常常如此行。
He said, "Do this often."
只等到他来。
Until I come again.
所以主他一定要来。
That's why we know our Lord will come.
那是他应许我们的。
It's his promise to us.
那也是我们今天在这里唯一的盼望。
And it is our only hope as we stand here.
我们有很多事情可以忙碌。
We have many things that can occupy our lives.
但是没有一件事情比这个更大的。
But nothing is more important than this.
我们在这里等他再来。
We are here waiting for his coming again.
我们开始前还是有点祷告。
Let's first start with a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we praise and thank you.
谢谢你再一次给我们这样的机会。
We thank you that you've given us this opportunity.
我们能够与众弟兄姐妹聚集在你的脚前。
For us to gather with all the brothers and sisters before your feet.
我们来纪念你。
To remember you.
我们来感谢你。
We come here to thank you.
实在是你自己在我们身上做了那个奇妙无比的工作。
It's truly your work, wonderful work you have done in our lives.
主啊，你让我们这样一个败坏的人，没有盼望的人，如今能够坐在你的脚前，享受那家中的甜美跟供应。
You have caused us who are depraved and sinful to sit before your feet to partake of the richness of your grace.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，求你纪念我们聚集在你面前的时间。
Please remember the time which we spend gathering before you.
但愿圣灵在我们里面也大大的工作。
May the Holy Spirit truly work in our lives.
主啊，让我们里面这个人，主啊，我们对你实在是向着你是无比的敞开。
That our inner man can be fully opened up towards you.
主啊，让你的话，让你自己能够亲自的显现在我们的面前。
That you could truly reveal yourself to us.
主啊，好叫我们能够明白，我们能够认识。
So that we can understand and we could know you.
主啊，也叫我们能够继续往前行。
And that we could walk on before you.
主啊，也让我们能够在这里，实在能够有那个荣耀的盼望，等你再回来。
And that here we can have that glorious hope that you will come again.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
奉耶稣基督宝贝的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 好，今天跟弟兄姐妹交通一段经文。
Today I'm going to share, brothers and sisters, a passage
在马太福音二十五章
，In Matthew chapter 25，
这是大家都应该非常熟悉的一段。
I trust that this passage is quite familiar to brothers and sisters.
好吧，我们就先来读一下。
Let's read the passage together.
马太福音二十五章十四节到三十节。
Matthew chapter 25 verses 14 through 30.
天国又好比一个人要往外国去，就叫了仆人来，把他的家业交给他们。
For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods.
按着个人的才干给他们银子，一个给了五千，一个给了两千，一个给了一千，就往外国去了。
And unto one he gave five talents, to another two, and to another one.To every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey.
那领五千的随即拿去做买卖，另外赚了五千。
Then he that received the five talents went and traded with the same, and made them other five talents.
那领两千的也照样另外赚了两千。
And likewise he that had received two, he also gained other two.
但那领一千的去掘开地，把主人的银子埋藏了。
But he that had received one went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money.
过了许久，那些仆人的主人来了，和他们算账。
After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them.
那领五千银子的又带着那另外的五千来说，主啊，你交给我五千银子，请看我又赚了五千。
And so he that had received five talents came and brought other five talents, saying,Lord, thou deliverest unto me five talents. Behold, I have gained besides them five talents more.
主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things.Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord.
那领两千的也来说，主啊，你交给我两千银子，请看，我又赚了两千。
He also that had received two talents came and said, Lord, thou hast delivered unto me two talents. Behold, I have gained two other talents besides them.
主人说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理。可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord.
那领一千的也来说，主啊，我知道你是忍心的人，没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚敛。
Then he which had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew that thou art a hard man.Reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed.
我就害怕去把你的一千银子埋藏在地里，请看你的原银子在这里。
And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that which is thine.
主人回答说，你这又饿又懒的仆人，你既知道我没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚敛。
His Lord answered and said unto him,Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sow not, and gathered where I am not strawed.
就当把我的银子放给兑换银钱的人，到我来的时候可以连本带利收回。
Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury.
夺过他这一千来，给那有一万的。
Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which has 10 talents.
因为凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；没有的，连他所有的也要夺过来。
For unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he that hath shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath.
把这无用的仆人丢在外面黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Yeah.这一段我相信主耶稣在这里按才干接受托付的这个比喻 弟兄姐妹应该都很熟悉。
I trust brothers and sisters are familiar about how the Lord, in this passage rewarded people with talents.
不过就是因为有时候很熟悉了，熟悉到一个程度，我们就很容易忽略，然后甚至有时候会有一些错误的理解。
But because we are so familiar with this passage, it is often easy for us to take it for granted and to have some misinterpretations of the passage.
在这个比喻里面，我相信大家都看得到，这里面有两种人。
We can see in this parable that there are two kinds of people.
虽然有三个仆人，但是基本上是两种人。
Even though there are three servants, in reality there are two kinds of servants.
第一种人呢，是主所称许。
The first kind of servant is the one which the Lord calls.
他说好，又良善又忠心的仆人。
Well done, thou good and faithful servant.
第二种是主所责备的。
And the other kind of servant is one which the Lord rebukes.
主说又恶又懒的仆人。
It's a servant which is wicked and slothful.
所以其实当主在这里说的时候呢，这两种人，其实，在每一位蒙恩得救的神的儿女们当中，我们大致也差不多是这样的光景。
For brothers and sisters among us, we often fall into one of these two categories.
所以这就蛮值得我们好好去思想。
And that's why this is an important passage for us to think about.
究竟我们在主面前的光景，主要对我们说哪一句话？
Based on our spiritual status before the Lord, what will the Lord say to us?
是好又良善又忠心的仆人呢，还是又恶又懒的仆人？
Would he say to you, "Well done, good and faithful servant"? Or would he say to you, "Thou wicked and slothful servant"?
我觉得这是一个蛮严肃的事情。I
think for us this is a serious matter.
虽然我们大家都很熟悉这段话。Even
though we all are familiar with this passage.
我们也知道主也向我们说这段话。We
know that the Lord is speaking this passage to us.
但我们有没有去思想，有一天当主再回来的时候？
But have we ever considered that when the Lord comes back one day,
我们究竟是要得到主哪一句话给我们的评语呢？
Which phrase will the Lord speak to us?
所以当我在主面前思想的时候，
So when I was considering this before the Lord,
真的是求主开我们里面的眼睛。
I asked that the Lord truly will open our eyes.
不单单在这个字面上面看见我们要努力在主所给我们的托付的上面。
Not only does this encourage us to be faithful to what the Lord has entrusted to us.
因为我觉得主会特别用这样的一个比喻，主绝对不单单说叫我们就是工作而已。
I believe that the Lord gave us this parable not only to tell us to just go and work.
因为其实这三个仆人他们所做的至少有一点，不管是赚钱的或者是那个主所责备的没有赚钱的。
I believe that these three servants, even though some of them earned money and others didn't, they all shared a similar characteristic.
当主再回来的时候，他们是完完全全的在交回主的手中。
When the Lord came back in the parable, each one of the servants had to return to the Lord what the Lord had given them.
他们并没有藏在自己的口袋里面。
None of them hid what the Lord gave them in their own pockets.
即便那个他没有赚任何钱，他把钱埋在地上的那个，他也是把完完全全主给他的，再一次拿到主的手中。
Even the one who had received only one talent of silver, when the Lord who hid it in the earth, when the Lord came back, he still gave it back to the Lord.
那我们看得见，在这边主究竟要的是什么？
So we can see here what the Lord truly wants from us.
因为一开始主给五千两，两千两，一千两。
Because at first the Lord gave one 5 talents of silver, another 2 talents of silver, another 1 talent of silver.
所以完全是主给的。
So we can see here in the beginning, all these silver has been given from the Lord.
仆人并没有拿出任何的东西。
It's not the servants who took out anything of themselves.
当主再回来的时候, 他向着仆人要。
When the Lord came back, he decided to ask of his servants.
所以我们要思想主究竟要什么。
So today we must think, what does our God want from us?
好,第一个,我们知道主他在一开始说,14节,他说,天国又好比一个人要往外国去。
We know Jesus said at the beginning of this passage, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country.
所以在这边,我们知道这个背景跟天国有关。
So we know that this parable is related to the kingdom of heaven.
所以跟国度有关。
So it's related to the Lord's kingdom.
所以当主再回来的时候, 我们今天在这个地上所有的一切要在主的面前交账。
So we know therefore that when Jesus comes back again, all that we have been entrusted to by him have to be accounted for.
那这跟国度来临有相当大的关系。
This is truly related to the kingdom that our Lord will establish. But I'm not going to be expounding today upon the heavenly kingdom.
但是主给我一点点的感动，就是实在叫我们真知道，真明白主在这个比喻当中他要的是什么。
But the Lord has touched me to share upon what exactly God wants from us through this passage.
所以刚才我们念到这边有两种人。
So as I said before, there are 2 kinds of people in this passage.
所以我们可以看得见这里有几个对比。
So we can see here there's different people to compare with.
一个就是良善对那个恶。
We can compare the good servant versus the wicked servant.
另外一个是忠心对懒。
Or in other words, the faithful servant versus the slothful servant.
通常我想在我们读这一段经节的时候，包括我自己，常常我们会比较在分享这段比喻的时候，我们第一个反应就会讲到，通常会提到忠心。
Many times when we read this passage and we share it with brothers and sisters, we often would share on the good and faithful servant.
我不知道大家，因为这个我们以前也查过，我相信很多人也念过很多遍。我自己呢，几乎当我这一次在主面前有这一点思想的时候，我觉得的确我自己也是这样。讲到这个，我就想到在工作上面，主所托付上面，忠心，特别是有关忠心这个事情。
We often in the past we had read this passage before in our Bible studies, and I have myself read it many times. And whenever I think of it or share of it, I know for myself, I often think of the good and faithful servant. The faithful servant.
因为我觉得这是我们很天然人原本就很容易想到的。
Because I think this is an innate characteristic for us to think of the faithful servant.
所以不知不觉当中，或者是就是不是故意的，但是就很容易忽略。其实主在这边讲，他是说又良善又忠心的仆人。
I think it's so easy for us to only focus on the faithful part of the servant that we forget that the servant is also good.
主他是先说。 又良善，然后才又忠心。
The Lord here, our God, specifically first says good and then faithful servant.
所以可见良善，这个在主的心目中这个分量应该是很重的。
So we can see here that the word good is very important to our Lord Jesus.
良善代表一个仆人他的所事跟他的一个仆人的应有的本质。
What's good here represents what the servant is and what his position is.
本来就会具备有的良善。良善就是说这个良善呢，不是一个仆人他本来天然就会具备的。
Being a good servant doesn't mean the servant is born good. It's not an innate characteristic.
但是那个恶呢，其实却是我们每一个人天然人本来就有的。
But rather, it is the wicked aspect of the servant that is present in each and every one of us from since we are born.
这个不需要特别再开发出来，我们本来就是恶的。
This does not need further explaining. We all know that we were sinful from birth.
所以我相信主在这边为什么他不是只是单单说，哎，这个人他赚了拿五千两的这个仆人，他赚了五千两，或拿两千两的他赚了两千两，就说你做得好。
I don't believe our God was saying here simply that, one who had 5,000 silvers earned 5,000 more, and one who had 2,000 earned 2,000 more, and thus you are a good servant.
他跟他们讲说，你是良善的，然后你是忠心的。
Instead, he said, you are a good and faithful servant.
所以我们常常在想到忠心，我们会想说忠心就是你很殷勤。
Many times when we think of faith, when we think of someone who's faithful, we think of someone who's diligent.
你肯劳苦。
You're willing to work hard.
你愿意多摆上。
You're willing to do more things, walk the extra mile.
的确，如果你是忠心的，不管你在一般的公司里面工作，你这些都要具备，你是殷勤的，你是要劳苦的，而且你要多多的把自己摆上。
It's true, if you're considered a diligent employee in your company, you would have to be diligent, you have to be, you have to walk the extra mile, etc.
但是如果仅仅是如此的话，
But if it's only, if these are only characteristics of a faithful servant,
我觉得主在这边讲的不需要讲的那么仔细那么多。
I do not believe that our Lord Jesus would be so specific in this passage.
不，但是我想在继续下去之前，我也要先声明一下。
But before I continue, I'd like to explain myself a little more.
希望弟兄姐妹不要因为听到这个时候啊。有一个印象里面认为说今天我强调的重点是不需要工作。
I hope brothers and sisters don't take from my message the view that I'm telling people not to work.
因为有时候我们会讲说我们要等候主明白主的旨意在先，然后工作在后。
Because oftentimes we say we must first understand the Lord's will and then do His work.
那结果呢？就大家都来等候主了，结果变成我们一个懒惰的借口。
So then we end up all waiting before the Lord, and we use that as an excuse for not doing anything.
主在这个地上啊，他比我们忙碌多了。
Our Lord Jesus, when He was on this earth, He worked harder than any of us.
他在马可福音里面，我们知道马可福音主要讲主我们的主耶稣，他是一个仆人的一个形象。
We know that in the Gospel of Mark, our Lord Jesus portrayed as a servant.
所以他很忙的。
He's very busy.
他有时候连吃饭连睡觉的时间都没有。
And many times he did not have time to eat or to sleep.
所以我在这边再说希望大家不要听到最后一个印象说对，那我们什么都不要做了。
I just hope, brothers and sisters, what you take from my message is not that, in the end, we do not have to do anything for the Lord.
但是我也盼望弟兄姐妹，我们能够对主的认识也有一个真的是很清楚明白的认识。
But instead, I truly hope, brothers and sisters, have a very clear picture of what the Lord wants.
神做事其实也都有他的次序。
What our God does always has an orderly pattern.
他不要我们自己按照天然人的本性呢，就是想要干嘛就干嘛。
He does not want us to just follow our own desires to do. If we feel like doing it, we'll do it.
因为我不知道大家记不记得， 主自己也说，他从来不照着他自己的意思，他完全是照那从上面差他来者的意思。
I don't know if brothers and sisters remember this, but our Lord Jesus himself said that he does not follow his own will, but rather the will of the one who sent him.
因为只有做那从上面差他来者的工，才是真正的工作。
Because only when he did the will of the Father who sent him, then was his work complete.
所以我们再回头来看看这一段，刚才我们读到的这个主在这个比喻上面，主究竟要向我们说什么？
So let's look back at this passage and exactly what and find out exactly what the Lord is trying to tell us here.
因为我觉得很奇妙的一件事情就是，刚才有提到说这个所有的钱都是一开始主给他们，叫他们去做生意做买卖。
Now what I find amazing is that all the money that the servants received from the Lord in this passage all came from the Lord.
然后回来之后，当主再回来的时候来。跟他们算账。
And now when the master came back to see, to reckon with the servants,
我相信在座的若已经都在工作的弟兄姐妹应该知道，你去工作上班，对不对？那譬如说今天如果说你的老板给你一个托付，叫你去你若是在一家店里面做生意，那你赚了钱之后呢？你是不是应该交还给老板？
I trust that many of you are working, and for those of you who work, suppose your employer gives you a sum of money, and you take that money and you invest it, and you earn dividends. Should you not then give some of that money back to your employer?
那他可能你做得好，他会付你一些工资。
Now, you're supposed to actually give the whole sum back to your employer, and your employer will give you a salary based on how you performed.
有没有一个老板他把钱给你，然后你赚了钱之后，所有的这个钱全部又给你的？
Has there ever been an employer who has given you money, and after you earn all, you use the money to earn more money, you get to keep everything?
如果你上班的公司有的话，请举个手。
If your company does those sorts of things, please raise your hand.
我明天赶快去换个工作了。
I'm going to change my job. I'm going to come work for your company.
我想，而且我们会非常努力工作。
And I'll work very hard.
所以，在这边，主实在是有一个美意。
Our Lord truly has a purpose here.
他不是只是来考验这一个仆人，他工作的努力，他的能力能够赚到多少。
Our Lord here, he's not only testing whether the servant can be able to earn much.
你看他赚的之后，主说什么？全部都给你。
As you can see here, the Lord, when the servant earned the money, the Lord said, I'll give you everything.
因为他说，我要把许多的事派你管理。
The Lord here says, the master here says, I'll make you ruler over many things.
那个是超过那个五千两，他又赚了五千两之后，对不对？他因为为什么呢？这边有讲，他说你在不多的事上有忠心。
It says here, no, thou hast been faithful over a few things.
所以呢，这个五千两不多。
So, according to the master, 5,000 talents is not a large sum of money.
然后呢，他要把许多的事给这个仆人管理。
But in contrast, the master says, I will make thee ruler over many things.
所以显然呢，如果你在这个地上，你赚了五千两之后，那个老板要给你的不是一万两了。
So say you earned $5,000. At your job. Over here, what happened is the boss is not going to just give you $10,000 in return.
有没有这样的老板？
By the way, is there such kind of employer?
那大概明天要关门了。
If there is such a kind of employer who pays you back as much as you earn for the company, that company is probably going broke.
所以主他的心意究竟在哪里呢？
So what exactly is the heart of our Lord Jesus when he's talking about this parable?
其实他是要借着给五千两，给两千两，给一千两，叫这些他的仆人能够得到更加倍的丰富。
What this master is doing in this passage is that through giving his servants different amounts of money, he is hoping to richly bless them through what they do with his money.
当然，我们如果马上跳到这个结果，我们一定就很开心了。
Now, if we only look at the results of what the servants do with their money, we will be very happy.
就连那个第三个那个仆人呢，被主责备的那个仆人，如果他一开始就知道会有这样结果的话，他一定可能就不是这样子把钱埋在土里了。
I trust that even for the servant who only had 1,000 talents, if he had known that our Lord was going to reward him, he would not have buried it in the ground.
这就是因为我们不太明白主的心意。
This demonstrates, in reality, how much we do not understand the Lord's will.
所以呢，我们会按照我们天然人的这个习惯来做。
In our daily life, we often use what we think is right to act upon.
所以我觉得，包括我自己啊，可能会比较多的成分呢，会像那个第三个仆人一样。
I think that at least for me, in my characteristics, I'm much more like the third servant.
因为我们对主的认识不是很清楚。
Because oftentimes we do not understand our Lord Jesus.
所以他才会一开始就说，主啊，我知道你是忍心的人。
That's why the third servant says to the master, Lord, I know that thou art a hard man.
从这一点就知道他对主完全不认识。
From this phrase, we can tell that this third servant didn't understand his master at all.
因为当我们已经知道这个比喻的结果之后，我们知道主不是一个这样忍心的人。
Because having seen how the master rewarded the two other servants, we know that the master is not a hard man.
他希望能够把更多的、更丰富的给我们。
This master wants to richly reward all his servants.
所以这个仆人呢，他真的不认识主。
So we can truly conclude that this servant did not know his master.
这给我们一个很大很大的提醒。
This gives us, each one of us, a great reminder.
我们要注意，我们自己是不是真的清楚明白神究竟要我们做什么。
Do we truly understand what our God wants us to do?
当我在读这个时候，我就想到一个，其实哦，我们知道一个五千的，他又赚五千，然后主呢？完全给他，为什么呢？因为最后的时候，他把那个第三个仆人的一千夺过来给那个已经有一万的，所以我们知道这个是主完全给他的。
We know that the one who had 5,000 talents earned 5,000 more, and the one who had 2,000 talents earned 2,000 more, and we know that this master of these servants gave the servants all that they had earned, because at the end it says.Take the talent from him who had one and give it to him who has ten.
所以这让我想到旧约有个故事跟这个几乎一模一样。
This reminds me of an Old Testament story which is very similar to this passage.
大家不知道能不能够想到这一个人。
I don't know if brothers and sisters can remember this person in the Old Testament.
我们来看一下约伯记。
All right, let's look in the book of Job.
约伯记第一章。
Of Job chapter 1.
约伯记第一章第二节。
Job chapter 1 verse 2.
他生了七个儿子，三个女儿，然后第三节，他的家产有七千羊。三千骆驼，五百对牛，五百母驴，并有许多仆婢。这人在东方人中就为至大。
It says, verse 2, And there were born unto him seven sons and three daughters. Verse 3, His substance also was 7,000 sheep, and 3,000 camels, and 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 she asses, and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East.
你看，约伯一开始我们知道他的家产7000只羊，3000骆驼，500对牛，500母驴。
We see that in the beginning, Job had much assets. He had 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen.
那我们知道约伯的故事也是大部分弟兄姐妹都很清楚的。
I trust that most brothers and sisters are familiar with what happened to Job after this.
约伯他经过了一连串的苦难。
Job went through a series of unfortunate events.
总共42章哦，我们没有办法全部读完啊，我们就直接跳到第42章。
There's 42 chapters in Job that describes this. We won't be able to read all 42, so we're going to chapter 42 right now.
那我们知道他经过了一切的苦难之后，然后到42章最后。
We know that after Job experienced so much difficulties in chapter 42.
他在这个过程里面，我们知道他也失去了全部。
We know that in these difficulties, these trials, Job lost all his assets, everything he had.
我们来看42章第12节。But
let's look at chapter 42, verse 12.
这样耶和华后来赐福给约伯的比先前更多。他有14000羊，6000骆驼，1000对牛，1000母驴。
Verse 12, it says, So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camels and 1,000 yoke of oxen and 1,000 she-asses.
我想这个不用计算机了,大家都知道。
I don't think we need a calculator. I think brothers and sisters already know this.
刚才约伯记第1章第3节那里,约伯的他的家产有多少?
In Job chapter 1, verse 3, how much did Job have in personal assets?
把它乘以2,
multiply that by 2.
就是第42章在12节里面的。
And you find what's in chapter 42, verse 12.
这不是很奇妙吗?
Isn't this amazing?
2倍。
Double the amount.
但是我们也不要忘了。 这里面是经过有42章的故事。
But we mustn't forget that Job's assets were doubled only after 42 chapters of suffering.
约伯在神面前是一个神的一个很好的见证。
Job is a wonderful testimony before the Lord.
但是呢，我们也知道。 是不是在约伯记这整个里面，神的目的就是为了要让约伯的家产乘以二？
When we look at the book of Job, do we think that the Lord made Job go through all this suffering just so that he can double his assets?
其实不是哦。
It's not because of this.
数字上面是。
By the numbers, you can argue this.
但是呢。 神绝对不是为了要让他乘以二啊，让约伯受这么多的苦。
But I trust our God did not allow Job to suffer just so that he can double his assets.
因为神知道，神比约伯更认识约伯他自己。
Because God knew Job more than Job knew himself.
神要借着这样一件事情，让约伯他原本对神的认识是不清不楚的，到最后他能够完完全全的认识神。
Our God wanted to, through these sufferings, allow Job to understand our Lord more deeply than he ever had before.
使他的生命能够加倍的丰富。
So that his life could be truly blessed by the Lord.
所以呢, 神今天真的不是来讨债的。
So our God today, he's not a God who's coming here to take back what he thinks belongs to him.
不然我们真的会，哎呀，主啊，你是忍心。 你是忍心的主人。
If that were so, we would say, Oh God, you are such a stingy God.
因为我们不认识神的话, 我们就会认为神很看重我们的果效。
Because if we do not know the Lord, we often would think that the Lord only looks at our results, what we can, of what we do.
所以那个人呢，他怕万一做生意亏了怎么办？所以他认为呢，这个果效很重要，所以呢，他就要把它藏好、摆好，这样至少很安全。
The man who had 1,000 talents, he was afraid that if he invested it in something, he would lose money. And so, because he was afraid of that his Lord will require 1,000 talents back from him, he went and simply hid it in the earth.
但是我们真的要清楚明白一件事情哦，因为真的我们其实原本什么都没有。
But we have to remember one thing. We, like the servants, did not have anything in the beginning.
那个一千两的真的也是神给的。
For us, for that servant to receive that 1,000 talents, it was all because his master decided to give it to him.
有时候甚至我们都觉得，不单单是怕神他来检验我们的果效，我们甚至怕这个好像这个亏了或者没了是我们自己的损失一样。
Oftentimes, when our Lord gives us something to do, we often think of whether our results are enough. And when we think of what we lose, we think of it as we lost something, as not rather as the Lord who has lost something.
不要忘了，这是神的。
Don't forget, what you receive, what you have is from the Lord.
今天我们在这地上啊，如果稍微有一些我们看得见或数得出来的一些东西或价值。
On this earth, we often have, whenever we have different assets that we can count, that we can see.
不管你是因为辛苦工作得来的工价。
Whether it's the salary that you receive because of your job.
或者是有人很有爱心奉献给你的。
Or it's someone who, out of love, has given to you as an offering.
这些都是神的。
All these things belong to God.
都不是我们的。
None of these things belongs to us.
即使你现在存在银行里面的钱，你都要知道，这是神的。
Even the money which you have invested in your bank account, that also belongs to God.
我读到这里，我又想到一件在门徒当中发生的事情。
When reading this passage, I'm reminded of an incident that happened among the Lord's disciples.
就可以知道，有时候真的神给我们的东西呢，我们还真的以为就是我们的了。
It reminds us that oftentimes what the Lord gives us, we think belongs to ourselves.
我指的是那个心态。
I'm talking about that the attitude of that.
记不记得当门徒他们跟主聚集在一起的时候，他们有一次彼此互争谁为大。
Do you remember one time when the disciples were gathered with our Lord Jesus? They started arguing about who was the greatest among the disciples.
对不对？他们还托了关系，希望能够一个将来德国的时候，一个人在左边，一个人在右边。
Some of the disciples even grabbed their relatives to come and ask Jesus to allow one of them to sit on Jesus' right hand and one to sit on Jesus' left hand.
他们希望能够先站在最好的位置。
They wanted to be in the best position to rule with our Lord Jesus.
就是最好就坐在那个王旁边。
The best position in any kingdom, you know, is to sit on the king's right hand.
那我们知道那是相当大的位置。
We know that is a position of great influence.
但是我们不要忘记了。
But we mustn't forget.
我们如果真的读了主的话之后，我们知道主他有个心意。
If we truly have read the Lord's words, we know that he has a purpose for us.
主他本来就要我们与他一同作王，对不对？
We know that the Lord actually wants each and every one of us to reign with him.
一同作王。
To be kings with him.
那是主他的心意。
That is the Lord's will for us.
那既然一同作王，那个大不大？
Now, for each one of us to be kings with him, is that not a great position?
如果大家这些门徒他们知道主原本要让他们将来与主一同作王的话，
if the Lord's disciples had known that they would one day reign with our Lord Jesus,
那他们在那个时候还会不会去争说谁要大一点，争谁为大呢？
Will they still argue who will be greater among them to sit next to our Lord?
那不是非常尴尬、非常难为情的事吗？
Isn't it something retrospect very trivial to be arguing about?
主说，我要我的心意要让你们比原本这个更好。
Our Lord Jesus said his purpose was for his disciples and for us to have positions greater than just sitting on his right hand.
那就是因为门徒们不明白主的心意。
However, the disciples did not understand the Lord's will.
所以主为什么要讲说又良善又忠心的仆人？
So why did our Lord exactly say, thou good and faithful servant?
因为只有你生命里面成为良善，你知道，因为那个良善不是自己本有的，你知道那个良善是从主来的。
Because we know that this good, this aspect is not from ourselves. This good comes from the Lord.
主对那个少年的官说：“你为什么称我为良善的夫子呢？”
Our Lord Jesus once said to this young ruler, "Why do you call me good?"
他说：“因为良善只有一位啊。”
He said, "There is only one who is good."
就是神呢、啊。
Which is God.
所以我们里面没有良善。
So in us, there is nothing good.
我们天然人就是恶。
We are naturally wicked.
所以只有我们自己愿意，当主在给我们托付的时候，我们在一个在那个过程里面，我们愿意把自己摆上。
It is truly only when we have an assignment from the Lord that we can lay ourselves before Him.
我们才能慢慢慢慢的来认识主。
And that is the time when we can gradually understand our Lord.
被主慢慢的调整。
And be changed by our Lord.
我们能够明白。
And to understand.
我们能够里面被他磨成那个神儿子的模样。
And to be conformed to the image of his son.
只有被磨成了之后呢，那个良善才会出现。
Only when we are conformed or shaped into the image of his son, then can we be truly good.
否则照着我们天然人呢，我们绝对不会想到的。
Because according to our original nature, we never would have become good.
那我们就以为果效最重要。
And we would think, oh, only results in this life are important.
我们轻忽了主他自己在我们身上那个实在那个荣耀的美意。
We have truly neglected that glorious purpose our Lord has for our lives.
所以这边实在讲主在这里给这三个仆人的托付里面。
So we see here when, what the master has given to these three servants.
实在不是要叫他们比赛啊，看谁赚得多。
The purpose of this master was not for his three servants to compete with one another to see who can earn the most money.
主实在要借着他们在这里面被主所调整、所制作过程当中。
This master wanted to test his servants.
好使这个仆人呢，他们真知道主人的心意。
So they could truly understand the master's will for their lives.
所以主人会说，你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
And that's why in the end, the master said, well done, you good and faithful servant.
主他自己是我们很好的榜样。
Our Lord Jesus is a very good example for us.
他自己凡事上他都先率先士卒，就是他先做了，然后让我们能够跟随。
Our Lord Jesus, when he was on this earth, he always set an example for us.
他今天不是讲一些道理，讲一讲，说你们来做。
Our Lord Jesus didn't simply preach some doctrine and then tell us to do it.
那这样，我们没有一个人，可能没有一个人能够照着主的他所教要做的来做。
If that were the case, none of us could be able to do what our Lord had commanded.
所以这些门徒其实主都在前面，他让他们知道要怎么来跟随。
Our Lord Jesus, when he was on this earth, he had already told his disciples how to follow him.
所以主在这边做这个比喻呢, 也是在主他自己, 也先做好了榜样。
Our Lord Jesus, when he spoke this parable to his disciples, he had already set the example for them.
刚才我们提到, 主他是非常忙碌的。
Now, as I mentioned before, our Lord Jesus was a busy person.
你看,大家都来找他。
Everyone was looking for him.
生病的,
those who were sick,
被鬼附的,
those who were demon possessed,
对不对? 还有好多好多人要想要吃饼得饱,
many people want to be fed by him.
每一个人, 他都有他的需要, 所以都来找主耶稣。
Each person had their own needs and they brought them to the Lord.
主实在是相当的忙碌。
Our Lord Jesus truly was busy.
但我们知道, 主他有一件事情, 他绝对不会
Even though our Lord was busy, we know that there was one thing our Lord never forgot. He always approached the Father to pray before him.
我记得上个礼拜, 那个 Charles So 弟兄来讲到那个故事也是一样。
I still remember the passage that our brother Charles Salt shared with us last week.
他也讲到, 那时候, 当门徒还在海上遇到风浪, 摇橹很辛苦的时候,
he spoke of that when the disciples were in the middle of the sea and they met a storm.
那时候我们的主在做什么?
What was our Lord doing at that time?
如果你四福音好好看的话, 你知道,
if you look at the four Gospels, you would know. Our Lord was praying at that time.
那是在晚上的时候。
And that was at night.
那我们知道在那个刚刚之前, 主才让5,000人吃饼得饱。
And we know that just before this happened, our Lord had fed 5,000 people.
5,000个大人哦。
It's 5,000 grown men.
所以那一天, 主是相当相当的忙碌。
So we know that our Lord was extremely busy that day.
但是主没有忘了。
But our Lord never forgot.
他没有说, 我很累,我先睡饱了再讲。
He didn't say, oh, I'm really tired, so I'll take a nap and then I'll pray.
睡饱了才能做事。
I'll take a nap and then I'll do the Lord's work.
不是。
No, it was not that way.
主他去祷告。
Our Lord went to pray.
他要清楚明白, 下一步, 父神要他做什么。
He wanted to be clear on what our Father wanted him to do.
他如果不清楚明白,
if he did not understand the Lord, his Father's will,
他就不能荣耀父的名。
He could not glorify the Father.
所以为什么, 当父神的心意, 借着我们的主, 完全能够很, 完全地彰显的时候, 父就完全实在是安息了。
That is why when our Father shows his will through his Son Jesus, then is the Father glorified.
所以父神常说, 这是我的爱子, 我所喜悦的。
And that's why in the Bible it says, the Father often says, this is my Son in whom I am well pleased.
所以主他自己, 他做了一个很好的榜样。
So our Lord Jesus, he has set a very good example for us.
他不是看见需要了,他就做了,他就做了。
He didn't just look at a situation and think, oh, I think this should be done, and he went and did it.
他也不是说, 没关系,你们放心,祷告就好,什么都不必做。
And he didn't say, we'll just pray and about this situation, we won't do anything about it.
不,
no, it was not that way.
都不是。 他乃是先寻求父神的心意之后, 然后,
Instead, he first sought the will of the Father, and when he had found, known his will, then he went on to do the Lord's will.
这也是我们在地上服侍主一个秘诀。
This is a secret for those of us who are serving our God here on this earth.
有时候我们会很辛苦很累。
Many times we'll be very tired and very busy.
如果你对主比较认真一点的话,
if you are more diligent toward the Lord,
你会常常觉得, 在服事当中，你会很辛苦，很累。
You would realize that when you're serving the Lord, oftentimes it is tiring.
我们好像那些门徒一样，当主在客西马尼园祷告的时候，都睡着了。
We are like the disciples who, when they were with the Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane, they all fell asleep.
其实他们不是一批懒惰的人。
The disciples were not a group of lazy people.
我更相信他们真的是工作劳苦，所以他们极其的疲惫。
I think that they had worked so hard that they were tired and they had fallen asleep.
但是呢，我们的主他却要门徒们警醒祷告。
However, our Lord wanted his disciples to watch and pray.
这不是给我们很大的提醒吗？
Doesn't this give us a great reminder?
我自己来到美国也经历过读书求学然后工作。
When I came to America, I had to study, I had to look for a job, and I had to work.
我知道在每个阶段其实也都很辛苦。
I know that every stage of my life in America was very difficult.
没有一件事情是容易的。
Nothing that I did was very easy.
特别是在我们都离乡背景，在这个异乡里面。
Especially since you know all of us, many of us have left our hometown to come here.
我们都很辛苦。
We are all busy, and everything has been difficult for us.
那如果你又再爱主一点的话
，But if we were to love the Lord a little more,
你可能会更辛苦。
You'll probably be even more busy.
因为聚会的地方可能有很多服事等着你。
Because there may be much services that needs to be done in the church.
所以有时候我们信主到一段时间以后
，That's why oftentimes after we have believed on the Lord for a while,
我们会觉得很疲惫。
We would often grow tired.
如果你又成家的话
，Now if you have a family,
你会更累。
You'll be even more tired.
因为你要对付另外一半。
Because you have to deal with your significant other.
你如果有孩子的话
if you have children,
那就累死了。
You'll be tired to death.
好像每天都没完没了。
There's things to do every day.
那究竟主把我们摆在这样子的环境里面，难道就是要把我们累死吗？
Did our Lord place us in these situations so that we could be tired to death?
不是。
No, it's not that way.
主不是救我们之后拼命的为他工作。
Our Lord did not save us so that we had to work for him all the time.
第一个，他给仆人5000两、2000两、1000两。
First, he gave each, the master here gave each of his servants 5,000 talents, 2,000 talents, and 1,000 talents.
No, 5 talents, 2 talents.
5 talents, 2 talents, and 1 talent.
你那个太大了。
Okay, yeah.
所以主先给我们一切所需要的供应跟能力。
So our Lord has already given us everything that we need.
他让我们有能力可以在我们现在的环境里面能够往前走。
He has given us enough strength to live in our, each and every one of our environments.
他也给我们能力让我们在环境里面，因为我们一定要面临很多的试探、试验，因为他要改变我们。
He has also given us strength to overcome trials and temptations in our surroundings because he wants to shape us.
好叫我们有这个能力可以再赚5000两、2000两、1000两。
So that we could earn 5 more talents, 2 more talents, or 1 more talent for him.
有时候我们会，我记得在有时候交通说那1000两，我们大部分都1000两，因为那个小小的啊，我们因为我们的恩赐小小的，所以主给我们那个小小的1000两，很小。
I remember often sharing in our sharings with brothers and sisters on this passage, we'll say, "Oh, we all only have 1 talent each because we're all very little before the Lord."
所以呢，我们大部分都把自己当做我是1000两的，所以呢，我在服事里面我就做那个小小的。
We often think, "Oh, we only have 1 talent." Before the Lord, so we'll just do the little small jobs before the Lord.
你知道这一千两是多少吗？
Do you know how much is one talent?
那个英文啊 ，one talent 啊，在当时平均的工作薪资是20年的薪水。
One talent in biblical times was equivalent to salary that you earned through 20 years.
我们也许工作20年或30年就退休了。
After working for 20 years, we might be retired.
所以即便给一千两的，你知道主给多少吗？
So even for the one who only received one talent, do you know how much you have received from the Lord?
5000 talents, 那是100年的工资，活都活不到那么长。
Five talents is equivalent to 100 years of work.
所以神他的心意真的是要我们能够得到加倍的丰富。
Our Lord's will truly is that we will be richly blessed by Him.
不是果效。
It's not about results.
当我们愿意把自己摆上，愿意完全交给主的时候
，When we're willing to place ourselves before the Lord，
我们能够明白他的心意
，We can understand His will。
我们知道主要的是什么
，And we will understand what our Lord wants from us。
其实这个过程里面呢，我们今天没有讲，但是就是十字架的过程。
I did not have time to share about today, but really, this process actually is the way of the cross.
约伯他的故事不是也是十字架的过程吗？
Isn't Job's story, as I mentioned before, also like the way of the cross?
只有经过那个过程，那个 process.
It is only through this process.
我们这个天然人的本质才会被改变。
That our characteristics, our self, can be changed.
改变成良善的。
Can be changed into that which is good.
我们良善，那是跟主的性情是一样的时候。
When our good self, when our self can be like the Lord.
你难道不会忠心吗？
Can you not be someone who is faithful to the Lord?
我们的主在地上，他尚且随时祷告，随时向父神祈求。
Our Lord, when He was on this earth, He constantly prayed to the Father. He constantly asked for our Lord's will.
我们难道不需要吗？
Do we not need to do the same?
所以，当我们在现在在这样的环境里面
，So in our current environment,
主把我们拯救出来。
The Lord has saved us.
主看重我们。
The Lord treasures us.
他愿意用我们。
He is willing to use us.
那是何等荣耀的事情。
This is a glorious thing.
今天我们的主人不是只是500大那个大公司的 CEO 而已。
Today our employer is not our master is not someone from the Fortune 500.
我们是那造天地宇宙万物的主。
Our master, our CEO, is the God who created the heavens and the earth.
那是多荣耀的事。
That's such a glorious thing.
他今天有托付给你，给我。
And he has his will for each and every one of us.
那个托付 ，in trust， 那个托付哦，是极重无比宝贵的。
He has entrusted to us something which is precious and beyond comparison.
所以为什么那个比喻用5000 talents, 2000 talents, 1000 talents 呢？
And that's why the parable uses 5 talents, 2 talents, and 1 talent.
那表示真的是极重无比的宝贵。
That shows that these talents are very precious.
所以我们蒙恩得救，盼望弟兄姐妹，我们真的不是仅仅得救而已。
So for brothers and sisters who are here, I hope that you are not barely saved.
我们蒙恩得救，主还有更荣耀的美意在身上。
For us who are saved by grace, our God has a higher purpose for us.
他要叫我们能够更加倍的丰富。
He wants us to be even more richly blessed by Him.
所以作为一个他所拣选、所拯救的仆人。
So for us who are chosen servants of Him.
我这里再要提。所有蒙恩得救的都是他的仆人。
I here have to remind brothers and sisters, for if you are saved, you are a servant of our God.
我们怎么样能够达到他所期望让我们得到那加倍的丰富呢？
For us who are servants, how do we attain that blessing which the Lord promises to us?
所以但愿这一段的比喻能够给我们有很好的提醒跟很好的学习。
So may this parable truly give us a good reminder and to cause us to know
将来主再回来的时候
that when the Lord comes back again
天国来的时候
and when the kingdom of heaven comes back again
不是我们到天堂哦，是天国来临的时候
that's not us who is going to heaven but rather heaven is coming down toward us
主要问我们
It's at that time that our Lord will ask us.
主要看看我们。
Our Lord will look at us.
我们这个人是不是有比他原先给我们那个宝贵的托付，我们变得更丰富呢？
Have we improved upon that which the Lord entrusted to us?
还是我们今天在地上，我们光抱怨都抱怨不完？
Or is it that we cannot stop complaining on this earth?
教授又找我麻烦了。
The professor is causing me trouble.
考试考这么难，害我拿的都我这么努力都拿不到好的成绩。
The professor gave me such a difficult test so that I couldn't receive a high grade on it.
老板对我苛刻的要命。
My boss is so strict on me.
想请个假都请不了。
I can't ask for a break any time.
加薪加那么一点点。
My raises are so pitiful.
我的同事都不做事，都是我在做。
My fellow employees don't do anything. It's me who's doing everything.
在会所的服侍，怎么他都不做
？For services in our church, how come that person doesn't do anything?
我们不能再停留在抱怨的上面。
We cannot stop and just complain.
我们要里面眼睛打开。
Our inner eyes should be opened.
看看你里面神托付给你的是5000两还是2000两还是1000两
And we should try to see if the Lord has given us 5 talents, 2 talents, or 1 talent.
如果你现在还在抱怨还在叹息的话
If you're still complaining, if you're still sighing within yourself,
你可能就好像那个仆人那个第三个仆人一样你把那个1000两埋在地里
You probably are like that third servant which went and hid his talent.
这句话其实很 sad, 很悲伤，就埋在地里。
This phrase is indeed very sad. The servant hid his money in the ground.
如果我们每天对着我们现在的生活环境不能满意的话
，If we cannot be satisfied with the situations we find ourselves in,
如果神把一个你不喜欢的弟兄姐妹摆在你旁边。
If our God places a brother or sister next to you whom you do not like,
你不愿意跟他好好交通，为什么你不喜欢他？你不愿意好好交通，为什么你跟他就是不一样？
You do not want to communicate with him. Why you do not like him, or why you do not want to work with him, or her?
你就是把那个1000两埋在地上，你知道吗
？You know you are actually taking that 1 talent and burying it in the ground.
当你还在这边埋怨，还在这边叹息的时候
，While you're still complaining, while you're still sighing here,
主突然就来问你了。
Our God will suddenly come before you.
你要怎么交账
？And you ask, "Where's that 1 talent? And how will you respond?"
你究竟要主说好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
Would you want the Lord to say to you, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant"?
还是你要让主说，你这又恶又懒的仆人
？Or would you want the Lord to say to you, "Thou wicked and slothful servant"?
盼望主在这个上面给我们很大的提醒。
May the Lord truly give us much through this passage.
我们不单单仅仅得救
，We're not barely saved by grace.
我们实在能够得着主的称赞。
But we truly desire to receive the Lord's praise.
更重要的，能够达到主他在我们身上的心意。
But more importantly, we hope all to receive and to do the Lord's will.
一定要记住， 你现在碰到的难处，你现在碰到你不愿意碰到的事。
Remember, all the difficulties you're facing in your daily life, all the things that you do not want to face.
就是主要帮助我们达到他在我们身上所要的那个期盼。
It's from the Lord to shape us so that we become what he wants us to become.
我们求主真的保守我们在他面前的脚步。
We hope that the Lord will guide our footsteps before him.
我们有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，是你自己借着这个比喻向我们说的话。
Lord, you have spoken to us through this parable.
主，里面有很多主啊，你自己的心意，我们可能还是没有办法完全明白。
There are so many things from within the parable that are from your will, which we may not understand.
主啊，但愿我们实在在你面前能够谦卑，能够领受。
May we truly humble ourselves to receive your will, O Lord.
我们实在是有限的人。
We're truly people who are limited.
所以主啊，我们实在需要主你帮助我们。
So we need you to help us.
叫我们不照我们天然人的思想来思想你的话语。
May we not read your word from our own perspectives.
我们能够好像从你自己的眼光当中看见你自己的心意。
But that we can see your will through your eyes.
好叫我们所得着的这个宝贵的救恩，不单单我们不受到灭亡而已。
So that.We pray that our salvation may not be just cause us to be barely saved.
主啊，让我们能够真的认识你自己那荣耀永远的旨意。
For that we can understand your glorious eternal purpose for us.
主啊，也求主继续借着你的话帮助我们。
Please help us through your word.
主啊，好叫我们能够与众弟兄姐妹，我们能够继续往前奔跑。
So that we could walk ahead with brothers and sisters together.
主啊，实在能够达到你那个在我们身上所要达到的旨意。
So that we accomplish your will in our lives.
我们感谢赞美归给你。
We give all praise and thanksgiving to you.
奉主的名祷告。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.